Chapter 10. On horseback, Shum and Bezog made their way from the village. Shum, the roaming ranger, was leading the way, following the trail of the Ettins when he pulled his horse to a stop. The big-boned elf slid off his horse, stepped into one of the giant foot impressions in the tall grass, and kneeled. Bezog, a bit weary, prepared a spell on his lips. He didn't feel comfortable. He wasn't ready. Over the decades, he'd spent most of his time indoors, studying, crafting, and it had been a decade since he'd last ventured into the wilderness. He was a little unsettled. He sneezed. Shum looked up at him with a funny look on his face.
What?
Bezog said.
Nothing to worry about, probably from the excitement.
Shum shook his head and sniffed the air. The smoke in the distance was dying down.
I could smell them before,
Shum said, pushing his long hair from his face.
But the wind has changed. The tracks, however, well, they come from separate directions.
Bezog coughed a little, tapped his chest with his fist. He'd been uncomfortable since they left. Not so much about the woodland, but about heading back home, to Elam. He was an outsider, part elf, part human. His human side didn't fight off the elements like the elven blood did. It bothered him. It always had. Shum was different too, but a pure elf. One born in the harsh outdoors, living among the beasts and monsters. A part of nature itself. The big elf stood in the footprint as tall as him, staring over the horizon. Bezog wondered if Shum felt the same.
I'd say we follow the bigger one, away from the smoke. Their lair can't be too far.
Shum looked at him, waiting.
After you,
Bezog said. They rode until the hills became steep and terrain rugged, moss over rock-covered ground. This was the part Bezog didn't like. The sudden changes. The air, the wind. The setting sun. No roof over his head. He wasn't sure if it was the man or the elf that preferred the indoors over the out. Elves, by nature, liked open spaces. The comfort of greenery blended with stone and tree trunks. Shum slowed. Hooves splashed over a creek bed in a denser patch of woods. He looked over his shoulder at Bezog with narrowed eyes. Bezog felt it too. A shift. A darkness. The fine hairs on his arms tingled. That was the elf in him. He was certain. He still had the instincts, just a little dormant. He thought of Sasha. He hated not having her by his side. She gave him comfort, security. She understood his nervousness and the edginess he fought so hard to hide. He made a sound in Elvish, a hoot of sorts. Shum let him catch up.
I should check in with Dragon. It's been a while,
he said.
And if we go too far, I can't connect. Do as you will, wizard. I'll scout ahead. No,
Bezog said.
Beg pardon? Oh, nothing,
he said, scanning the area.
Don't let me hold you up. I'll be fine.
Shum and his horse blended into the brush and out of sight. Bezog took a deep breath. It was still day, but dark under the heavier foliage. The trees seemed foreboding. The sounds of nature, the trickle of the creek, the buzzing wings, did little to soothe him. He was alone, and anything could happen. Like running into an Ettin. He shuddered. They were some of the most fearsome things he'd ever seen. So big, strong, unpleasant.
Ease yourself, Bezog,
he said to himself.
Check in with Dragon and Sasha.
He started at the incantation for the communication spell. The magic filled his body. His mind became a spring of energy. The ground shook. He lost his concentration. His horse stammered and snorted. He clutched at the reins, heart pounding.
All right, chum. Where are you?